This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. In the fourth chapter of our American graduate series, Homeless in High School, we go back to the campus with the most homeless kids in Dallas. Not only is one of every eight students at North Dallas High School homeless, this is the school that ranks in the bottom fifth statewide academically. This past school year, North Dallas lost its principal and two key staffers who dealt with troubled kids. And yet, many see the school as a center of innovation. 160. That was the number of homeless kids this past year in North Dallas High School. Homeless students are four times more likely to drop out, says the National Coalition for the Homeless. So 3 years ago, North Dallas High opened the district's first drop-in center to change those odds.
We got breakfast tacos, we've got fruit, we've got juice, we've got cookies.
Jim Rain is a drop-in center volunteer from the Church of the Incarnation across the street from the school.
The kids who have been identified by the school as homeless are free to drop in and get some breakfast, get some toothpaste, toothbrushes, sanitary stuff. We also have a clothing closet.
The drop-in center helps turn the homeless student label into a real person.
My name is Kimberly, and I wrestle.
Wrestling has helped change Kimberly Jackson's life. She's in the drop-in center this Friday morning for food and friends. The 16-year-old homeless sophomore, who lives in a shelter with her mom and two younger sisters, used to be pinned down by her own bad behavior.
Gave me something to do besides fighting, so I just turned that fighting into something positive.
Okay, she's modest. Kimberly took a Texas wrestling title this year, a first for the district and the Bulldogs. Last month, she earned a national title. Next month, she goes international for a shot at the Junior Olympics. For all that, she's grateful to the folks back home.
Because it's a lot of people here that motivate me. They're very good motivators, and they have very good spirits. And, you know, some people are from the church, so if I need to be prayed for, if I need to talk to someone about something, they're always there.
The Church of the Incarnation helped build out Mark Pierce's vision of this drop-in center. Pierce is homeless education director for the Dallas schools, and he borrowed ideas from across the country. But most of those centers weren't in schools.
Our primary objective is to get these kids to school every single day and to get them to their school of origin so that they will graduate, because they're much more likely to graduate from the school that they started at once they're in high school, because that's where their friends are, that's where their activities are, that's where the teachers are that know them and the counselors that know them.
Pierce has launched drop-in centers at other Dallas schools because he says the one at North Dallas works.
In the last couple of years, the students who attend the drop-in center show a 95% attendance rate. The students who do not attend the drop-in center show an 82% attendance rate. We're showing positive results.
Good results keep church volunteers like Paul Gonzalez coming back too.
If there is a class of 400 freshmen, the statistic is that only half of them will make it to graduation. We have several kids that have been with us through the beginning of the program. All of the seniors that come here are actually graduating, so that's something that we're really proud of.
In addition to the drop-in center, the school also has a social services director and uses psychologists and psychiatrists who work for the district. Then there's the student action team, part of Charles Johnson's Bulldog legacy. CJ created it when he worked at the school. The group helps kids earn credits to graduate and serves the homeless in nearby shelters. Sophomore Jeanette Ruiz says she joined to give something back. She chokes up, remembering.
We were homeless for a long time, and all the shelters that helped us, really, it was mostly the community here.
She got food, too, Jeanette says, fighting through tears. She insists on finishing her story.
We did Angel Tree with the Church of Incarnations, and 1 year, actually, I was about 10. They gave us some Christmas presents, which is really cool because we didn't feel the Christmas spirit. But through Angel Tree, that really helped us out. We felt like people were trying to help us, that we were actually mattered, and that just made us feel really great.
Next year, things will change at North Dallas High. There will be a new principal. CJ has left for a new job, and another staffer who helped homeless kids every day won't be back either. Mark Pierce isn't worried. He says community liaison Rafael Rodriguez remains, and so does the drop-in center with its team of church volunteers. Schools live through changes all the time. As long as there are people who care, he says, this one will be a refuge for kids who are homeless in high school. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.